Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about marketing. Yes, marketing. Some of you are sitting back there saying, wait a minute, marketing? What's marketing got to do with real estate investing? Well, actually, marketing has a lot to do with real estate investing. And what we're going to talk about today is a component of marketing called the four P's, which are price, product, promotion, and place. I'm going to give you a college level education today in the four P's as they relate to marketing, and more importantly, as they relate to real estate investing. Now, I'll tell you, I've done a lot of looking on the internet lately. I was trying to figure out, you know, who was discussing this topic. And you know what I came up with? Nobody. Yeah, nobody's talking about it. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, if nobody's talking about it, why should I talk about it? And it hit me square between the eyes. Because nobody's talking about it. This is information that you need to hear. This is information that you can use in order to build your real estate investing business. It's that simple. You know, having a fundamental understanding of marketing is not going to hurt you. As a matter of fact, it will only help you. Now, some of you are saying, okay, marketing. What exactly is marketing, Al? Well, the Business Dictionary defines marketing as the management process through which goods and services move from concept to the customer, and includes the coordination of the four elements of marketing called the four P's, which are the identification, selection, and development of a product, determination of its price, selection of a distribution channel to reach the customer's place, and development and implementation of a promotional strategy. Did you get all that? Yeah, sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Some of you guys are throwing your hands in the air just going, dude, you so lost me. And you know what? I'm not trying to lose you guys. I'm really not trying to lose you guys. What I'm going to do on today's show is I'm going to break the four P's down as they relate to marketing, and more importantly, how they will relate to your real estate investing business. Now, one of the things that we've got to agree on is the rules, okay? When I talk about real estate investing, let me tell you what I'm talking about. I am talking about investing in single family residential homes, and I am talking about investing in multifamily residential properties. That's it. Yeah. All that other stuff out there, it's all noise to me, okay? Because it doesn't make sense. Because if you look at what's going on in the current environment out there, there's a lot of people in commercial real estate getting hammered. Okay, there's a lot of people losing a lot of money in commercial real estate, not to include residential income producing real estate. What am I talking about? I'm talking about retail. I'm talking about office. I'm talking about medical. I'm talking about industrial. I'm talking about warehousing. I'm talking about all these other forms of real estate that have nothing to do with where people live. We're not interested in those things. We're really not. At Lifestyles Unlimited, that's not our business model. That's not what we do. We focus on residential properties only. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, let me tell you what else we don't do. We don't do wholesaling. We don't do flipping. Not that you can't make some money doing that stuff, because you can. But our definition of doing those things, it's a job, a J-O-B. And for us in the real estate investing game, those of us that are truly in the game, we're not looking for another job. What we're looking for is a place to invest our money that will return five different ways. Yeah, it's as simple as that. And you're thinking, well, what are these five different ways, Al? Well, it's simple. Cash flow. Cash flow is the king. If your real estate properties don't produce cash flow, then you shouldn't be owning them. You shouldn't even buy them. I mean, if you pencil the whole thing out and it's not going to return a certain amount of cash flow, we recommend anywhere between $200 and $600 per month. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's got to give you the opportunity for appreciation. In other words, the ability for the property to go up in value, whether that's natural appreciation like we get in single family properties to include duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, or it's natural appreciation that we get from multifamily communities, which are five units or more. But also what's called forced appreciation, where you can do certain things within that business model to, to increase the valuation of that particular property. So what you're doing is you're doing things within that business system that are going to increase the valuation of the property. You're going to get the opportunity for equity capture. Yeah, when you buy the property, you're going to capture a certain amount of equity, and that equity is wealth. That wealth goes onto your balance sheet. It is a good thing. It is a very good thing. You're going to get something called principal pay down. Now, this is not, you know, the super big money. This is money that comes in the form of the fact you are paying a mortgage every month. And when you pay that mortgage every month, a portion of that mortgage goes to pay down the principal of your mortgage. I should say a portion of that payment goes down to pay a portion. Boy, what a tongue tie. Shall I start again, or do you guys got it? Yeah, a portion of that payment goes to pay down the mortgage and therefore declining the mortgage balance that you owe, which increases your equity, okay? That's what I was trying to get out. And the other thing you get the tax advantages of real estate. You get the ability to depreciate the assets, and depreciation is a phantom loss of the property. You see, the government says that real estate will deteriorate over a period of time, and therefore it loses value. And some of you are saying, well, you just told me it appreciates over time. Isn't that funny? It does both. The way the IRS looks at depreciation, they look at it this way. If you have a property that is residentially focused, it should depreciate over 27 and a half years, meaning if you did absolutely nothing to that property to maintain that property, it would be a pile of rubble after 27 and a half years. Now, we know that that's not necessarily true. We know that there are older properties out there that are doing just fine. They just need some tender, loving care, or they need a complete rehab. Whatever it is they need, it's what they need. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to break, and when we come back from break, I'm going to get into these four P's of marketing. We're going to talk about them from a pragmatic standpoint and also from a practical standpoint. And beyond that, I'm going to fill your mind with great information that you need to hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about the four P's of marketing: price, product, promotion, and place. Those are the four P's. That's what everybody that goes to school that studies marketing learns about. It is the core competency of marketing. Now, from marketing, you can go in all kinds of directions. You can go, my brain is going dead because I'm thinking about all the different types of directions. You can go into advertising management. You can go into retail management. You can go into industrial management. You can go into public relations. You can go into global marketing management, strategic marketing management. The list goes on. Okay, I've got a whole laundry list of different things that marketing does. And at the end of the day, you're not interested in all those things. You're really not. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be focused on a business that is relative to you and relative to where you work and live. Okay, we believe that you can buy real estate wherever you want to buy real estate, and you can live wherever you want to live. But when you build your real estate business, you have to take these things into consideration. You have to consider where you're going to buy, why you're going to buy there. You have to consider how much you're going to buy there. And you also have to consider how you're going to operate those properties. Are you going to do it with third-party professional management, or are you going to professionally manage it yourself? Either way, works fine. If you use a professional property manager, just keep in mind, there is a fee associated with doing that. Now, sometimes that fee is well worth the money, because when you have a professional doing all the things that need to be done on a monthly basis, you don't have to worry about it. As a matter of fact, you become very passive. Now, I own six units of real estate, okay, on the single family side. They're basically three duplexes, so I've got six doors of single family. And I have third-party property management on those properties. And let me explain to you why. Number one, they are about 900 miles away from where I live. Okay, so it's not reasonable for me to go to the property if I need to go to the property, maybe to show the property or just check on the property. Okay, it's not very convenient for me to do that. Number two, I've got great property management professionals working for me. They understand my business philosophy. They understand my business model. They understand that, you know, I will enter into a contractual agreement with my tenants, and I expect, you know, both sides of that contract to be honored. If something breaks in the property, I expect them to let me know immediately so that we can determine A, who broke it, and B, what needs to be done to fix it, okay, so that we can get that system back up and running. Conversely, I expect them to make their monthly rental payments on time each and every month. Now, we know that we're kind of going through a hard time right now, and I get that. I totally get that. But at the end of the day, all six of my tenants paid because of what we did to make sure that they were in a position to be able to pay. I understood where my tenants were coming from a employment standpoint, because I did a lease audit. I took a look at where they were working, and as a result of that, I was able to discern who might have had a problem. And ironically, the two guys that I thought were going to have a problem, no problem. As a matter of fact, it's they're doing fine. It's not clear sailing for them, but it's a lot better sailing than when this whole pandemic thing started for them. So, what's this got to do with the four P's? Well, actually everything. Everything in the world. Because when you're considering the product, when you're considering the price, when you're considering the place, when you're considering how you're going to promote those properties, you have to keep in mind that you are in a real estate investing business, that your primary client is your tenant, or as we like to call them at Lifestyles Unlimited, your resident, because your resident needs clean, functional workforce housing, and you are the one that's going to provide it. And I guarantee you, when you look at trying to find real estate properties from the tenant's perspective, okay, so put yourself in the mind of a tenant right now, and some of you can do that because some of you are tenants. Okay, so what I'm about ready to say is really going to resonate with you. Some of you have been tenants like me, so it's going to resonate with you. And some of you have never been tenants, and most importantly, those of you that never have been tenants, this really needs to resonate with you, because you have to get inside that tenant's mind. So, what am I getting at? When a tenant goes out to look at property, okay, they're usually having to move, okay? They're usually coming out of one lease and into getting ready to go into another, okay, which is why they're potentially looking at your property. Maybe the property they're in, it's too small, maybe it's too big, maybe they've got a lousy landlord that doesn't take care of the property. There's a lot of reasons why they're looking, and there's a lot of reasons why they're moving. Maybe it's a job transfer. Who knows, okay? But keep in mind that people that are in the need for rental housing are aggressively looking when it's time for them to aggressively look. They're going to look at a lot of different properties, okay? And one of those properties might be your property. And the key thing you need to keep in mind is this. You want your property to outshine everybody else's property. And if everybody has like new properties in the neighborhood, you're going to do one thing that's going to make that property better than the competition. One thing that's going to make it pop, maybe that's doing backsplashes in the, not backstroke, but backsplashes in the kitchen. Maybe that's going with upgraded appliance packages. Maybe it's got black appliances, so you decide, okay, I'll spend an extra $20 per appliance and I'll put stainless steel in. Maybe it's, I don't know, there's a myriad of things that you can do, but the key thing is you've got to set your property apart from the competition. And I guarantee you this, a lot of those tenants that will come see your cleaned up, professionally presented property have also looked at properties that are dumps that probably looked like the property looked like before you took it over, you repaired everything, and you brought it back up to the newness condition that property should have been in all those years. So, again, what's this got to do with the four P's? And again, my answer is everything. Because what we're talking about right now is we're talking about the product. The product is the real estate asset. The product is the unit or the house that your tenant will occupy. So the key thing here is making sure that you differentiate your product from your competition. It's huge. It's huge. And I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot of marketing that you have to do if you have differentiated your property from all of the competition. Let's say you're in a neighborhood of single family homes. Okay, you find one that's in bad repair, you acquire it, you use some hard money to do that, you're in the process of getting it renovated, you're marketing the property. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because that's the promoting part. And you get people interested in the property. Now, when you're fixing the property up, the neighbors take notice because they know that property has been a dump for so many years, yet all of a sudden somebody's ramping it up. And when you put your for rent sign out front, the neighbors know that there's a nice property coming up for rent because they're watching all the rehab going on. And you know what? They may choose to move out of their existing property to come move into your property, or they may know somebody who wants to be in that property, or somebody's driving the neighborhood because it's in a school district that they want to be in and they notice the property. I'll tell you what, it's that product that's going to get them paying attention to your investment. More on the four P's when we come back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back. We're talking about the four P's as they relate to marketing. What are the four P's? They are price, they are product, they are promotion in place, and not necessarily in that order. See, the four P's as they relate to marketing are interchangeable. They have a symbiotic relationship. You've got to consider all four. You can't just consider one without taking into consideration the others, because if you don't, your marketing plan may fail, and we don't want you to fail. We want you to be successful. So when it comes to the four P's with regards to marketing, we talked about product, quite a bit in the last segment. Let me just kind of put my final thoughts on product, and then we'll switch over to one of the other P's. Your product is going to be clean, functional workforce housing. That's really what it needs to be. And when it comes to, you know, how big that property should be, well, that's going to be based on what that property can do for returns. Now, one of the things that we like at Lifestyles Unlimited on the single family home side is we like, you know, the three bedroom, two bath, two car garage, maybe around 1500 square feet. That is, in our opinion, that is the sweet spot. Okay. That is the perfect property for investing. Now, if you find a property that's, you know, three bedrooms, one bath with a one car garage, is that a deal killer? Absolutely not. There are plenty of people that will rent a three bedroom, one bath, one car garage. Okay. It's just that if that's the kind of product you're going to go after, make sure you understand what you're going after. Make sure you understand what kind of tenants would be attracted to that type of product. Same thing on the multifamily side. Okay. And I don't care if you're dealing with, garden apartments, one bedroom garden apartments, or, you know, three bedroom, two bath, giant apartments, and everything in between. On the multifamily side, what it really boils down to is it boils down to the condition of that property, and it really boils down to the fundamentals of the product. Okay, what are you doing to differentiate the product in the marketplace? Okay, that's what it boils down to. So those are my thoughts primarily on product. Let me talk a little bit about place. Okay, because place in, when it comes to regular marketing, place is, well, it's everywhere. Okay, but when it comes to real estate investing, yeah, it's can be everywhere, but I don't want you to be all over the map. What I want you to do is I want you to focus down into areas that make sense for you. Take a look at different components of the marketplace. Look at different areas, different neighborhoods, different, you know, some cities are broken down into little townships. Some cities are broken down into little areas that the, you know, they give them names or something, like the West Side or the South Side. Some cities don't do any of that at all. Okay. They go by, you know, neighborhood blocks and streets, you know, at the corner of 3rd Avenue and 42nd Street. I don't know. I made that up. I thought that was somewhere in New York. Probably is. But place, very, very important, because when it comes to real estate, with very, 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 very minor exceptions, you can't move real estate. Once it gets built, it stays there. Now, are there companies that can move your real estate? Yep. Well, they can't move the land. Okay, they really can't move the land unless they're, you know, I won't go down that rabbit hole, but there are companies that can come and pick up your improvements and move them to another place. Okay, that can happen. But that's about the only exception to the rule, because real estate is a fixed asset, not only because it's a fixed asset, but because it's a fixed asset. It doesn't move anywhere. Okay, it doesn't go anyplace. Yeah. So you've got to take a look at where you want to be investing. Okay. So when you're considering the product, you've got to consider the place. What you don't want is you don't want to go into a neighborhood that you wouldn't be comfortable going into, say, after 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. I'm serious. You shouldn't be renting properties in places where you don't feel comfortable yourself. That's just a business rule. That's the way we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited. There's a freebie for you. So your location is important. You know, they say in real estate, it's all about location, location, location. Well, you know what? It is all about location, location, location. You've got to make sure that you're investing in good quality potential products in good quality potential neighborhoods that will give you good quality potential returns. How's that? A lot of potential in there, huh? All right. So the key thing about place, it's the hardest one of the four P's for us to change once we've acquired a property. Okay. You can look at all kinds of different properties and all kinds of different neighborhoods and all kinds of different locations, and you still haven't cemented the place. But once you identify a product that you want and makes sense from your perspective, from, you know, your analysis, then you look at the place and you make sure that the two have a symbiotic relationship. Make sure that place provides you the customer base that you need for your product. We tracking? I know you guys are tracking. Y'all are smart people out there. You really are. You're probably like, get to the good stuff, Al. Get to the deep, heavy thinking stuff. All right. Well, let's see if we can get there a little bit. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about price. Now, price is one of those things in the real estate game that the market has a lot of impact on. So there's two kinds of prices that we're dealing with when it comes to real estate. There is the actual price of the property, whether we're going to buy it or we're going to sell it. It's the actual price, the actual value of the property. And for us as investors, there is another type of price called rent, which we will charge to our future tenant or resident is the proper way to describe them. Pricing is very important. Pricing shouldn't be done in a vacuum. You shouldn't go, well, I am going to take this property and I am going to improve it with granite countertops and stainless steel appliances, and I'm going to put high-end hardwood floors throughout, and I'll tell you what, it is going to be gorgeous when I'm done. Yeah, the problem with that product selection is that you're never going to get the price based on the location or the place where the property's at. So make sure you're understanding what similar properties in the neighborhood that you're investing in rent for, and get a good feel for the condition of those properties. You know, if, let's say you've got three rent comps. One was $1,000 a month, okay? And the property is in excellent condition, very similar to what your property is. There's another property that's on the market for, say, $900, okay? And it's in good condition too, but it's not as clean and functional as your property. When you drove by it, it kind of looked like, you know, it was a little overgrown, that maybe that some attention need to be taken towards that property. And then maybe you've got another one that's a rent of $700 a month and the place is just trashed out. What are you going to charge? Well, deductive reasoning says, you know, well, I'm going to charge $1,000. And I'm going to tell you, no, you're not. What you need to do is you need to find a number between that 900 because your property is better and that 1,000 because your property is equal, and give people a price break. Take a few dollars off. If it's worth $1,000, rent it for $975. Because here's the deal. If somebody's looking at that property for $1,000 and they're looking at your property for $975 and all things are equal, which one are they going to choose? Yeah. They're not going to choose the one that costs more. They're going to choose the one that gives them the better value in the marketplace. Does that make sense? And what I'm suggesting is not to discount your property values or anything like that. I don't want you just getting in the habit of thinking you have to give discounts to people, because you don't. But effectively pricing your property is a very important component to the four P's with regards to marketing in your real estate business. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, and I want to remind you that we have free live stream workshops available. All you have to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for one of our free workshops, and let's get you going with real estate investing.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about helping you become financially free. Look, I've done it. Del Walmsley, my mentor, has done it. A bazillion of my friends, well, there's not a bazillion of us in Lifestyles Unlimited. There's only about 50,000 of us. But many of us have found our way to financial freedom. And that's what we want to do for you, is we want to help you help you get financial freedom. And financial freedom to us is having enough passive income coming in to where it's covering all of your monthly expenses, all of your bills, your basic living essentials. So once you have enough passive income that comes in that covers all of your bills, do you need to go back to work? And the answer is no, you don't need to go back to work. Now, do you go back to work? Well, that depends. That's up to you. That's up to you whether you're comfortable with the amount of retirement income that you've got coming in. Because remember, just when we get to that point of retirement income, it doesn't necessarily create the lifestyle, but it gets you retired. And that's the key component there. That is the milestone you've got to get to. Because once you get to that milestone, then the rest is wide open. It is all about working on the lifestyle after that. But what we're talking about on today's show is we're talking about the four P's of marketing and how they relate to real estate. Now, in earlier segments of the show, I went over three of the P's. I went over the product, which is basically the real estate asset itself. I went over the place, which is basically where the real estate is located itself. And I went over price, you know, what that property is worth, either from a sales transaction perspective or from a rental transaction perspective. Price is very important. Now, the one P that we've kind of talked about a little bit as we talked about the other three P's is promotion. Yeah, you've got to promote. You've got to get out there and let people know that you've got a property available for sale. And there's different things that you can do for promotion. I mean, you can do advertising. You can put a sign in the yard. You can do all types of different things for promotion. But what we recommend is this, that while you're renovating the property, while you're doing that, you get to know a couple of the neighbors, okay? And these are the neighbors maybe on either side of you or across the street. And there's nothing wrong with getting to know them. Find out if they own their property. Find out if they're tenants, you know? Have a casual conversation with them and just let them know that that property across the street or that property right next door to them is going through a major major rehabilitation. And as a result of that, it is going to be a beautiful property on the market for rent. Now, those folks may know people that they would love to have living next to them or across the street from them because they've got friends, they've got family. It's not your friends, not your family. What do you care? Get the word out. That's just a little bit of self-promoting. That's just getting to know the neighbors, okay? Pretty simple to do. And how do you do it? Well, let me explain what a mentor told me. So you go up to the property on day one, okay? You've got the property. You've met your contractor out there. Contractor's going to work. He's bringing in all kinds of different trades, and things are going well and about to get noisy. So what do? You go to the neighbors on either side across the street, okay? And you knock on the doors. Hopefully somebody's home. And if they are, you introduce yourself. Hi, my name's Al Gordon. I just bought this property over here. I'm going to be in the process of fixing it up. I just hope that the noise isn't too troublesome for you. Just wanted to let you know that we're going to get in and out of here as fast as we can. And as a result of it, the property next to you is going to be a really nice property. It's not going to be the eyesore that it is. Would you happen to know anybody who might be interested in renting the property when it's done? I think that took me a whole 45 seconds to say. Yeah, you go in with a public relations attitude because, you know, what people think is that, oh God, here it goes, the noise in the neighborhood. There's somebody's rehabbing a property. Oh God, it's going to be noisy. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. There's going to be contractor trucks everywhere. You know, their lives are going to get disrupted because of what you're doing. So why not be the best promoter that you can be and go nip that in the bud, and maybe you'll have them out there looking for properties for you. Now, another thing you can do to promote that doesn't cost you a ton of money is you can go out and put a sign in the front of that yard. That's right. You put a sign in the front of the yard. You basically say, you know, the basics of the property, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, whatever. You put 322. You put the price. Maybe it's $995 per month because you're going through rehabs. What you do is you leave the blinds open so that people can look into the property and see the progress that's being done. You also maybe put some samples of, you know, what the kitchen's going to look like on in pictures in the window so that when people come up to the property, they can walk over to the window, they can look inside the property, they can see what's been done to the property, they can see the potential for what will be done for the property, and that helps them to frame in their mind what the end stated product will look like. You see how these P's, they all collide into each other? So, I mean, just there in that statement, we talked about product, we talked about promotion, we were alluding to price. Well, actually, I mentioned price, didn't I? And as far as place, that's probably the only one we didn't really start to talk about. Or did we? Yeah, maybe we were getting into distribution channels when it comes to place. Sorry, this is not designed to be a college level deep thinking course. This is designed to get you thinking. It's designed to get you focused on things that I believe are very important for you to know. If you're going to be a real estate investor, you have to get a solid fundamental education. Now, can you listen to me Monday through Friday? Yes, you can. Okay, you're going to get a complete real estate investing education? I don't know. I will tell you that I probably talk about everything that we talk about in the 2-day financial freedom course, okay, over a period of time. Okay, because there's only so many topics we can talk about when it comes to real estate investing. I mean, there is a finite amount of topics out there. So at the end of the day, what I want you to do is this. I want you to get that real estate education laser sharp. I want you to get it focused. I want you to come in to a Lifestyles Unlimited event. Yeah, can you get all this stuff listening to me? Like I said, you probably can. You probably can. The problem with it is this. You're getting chunks of information here and there, and you're not necessarily sure what the order is. And to be honest with you, I may not cover all the material. I don't know if I do, and I don't know if I don't. I don't pay attention to that. What I focus on is what I think you need to hear today. And I tell you what I think you need to hear today. And the reason I'm talking about the four P's when it comes to marketing is because I need you to start thinking about real estate investing. You see, buying opportunities are already showing their signs out there. We're already seeing the signs. And I'll tell you what, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have Lynn Murrow on. She's our executive vice president. And we're going to talk about some of those signs that we're seeing. So you definitely need to tune into tomorrow's show. But for those of you that don't have a qualified real estate investing education, maybe you're going at it alone. Maybe you're trying to figure out how to do this thing. Maybe you're reading books. Maybe you bought some tapes and CDs. I don't know what you're doing, okay? But I'll tell you what you should be doing. What you should be doing is you should be going to one of our free workshops in a live stream environment. That's right, a live stream environment. Normally, we do these things in our different physical locations across the country. But because of the coronavirus, all this human contact, not happening. So what do? Well, we flipped a switch, essentially, because we provide education through an online learning modality anyhow. All we had to do was turn it on so that we could use it for our free workshops and our case studies. Problem solved. And I'll tell you what, it's really cool. You get the opportunity to spend about an hour and a half with a successful real estate investor who's going to go over the things that you need to know. You're going to get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. You're going to build wealth and passive income so that you never have to worry about losing your job, working until you drop, or retiring in poverty. Okay. And this individual is a qualified real estate investor. We don't have anybody telling you about Lifestyles Unlimited that is not already a successful real estate investor. It's just the way it is. Why would we have people like that on the team anyhow? I mean, you know, we'll get you on the team once you're successful, but until you're successful, we want you focusing on your business model. Anyway, what I'm getting at is this. For an hour and a half, they're going to go over certain topics that you need to hear. They're going to show you how to Change your mindset from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. Very effective, very powerful stuff. They're going to show you how we buy single-family properties. They're going to show you how we buy multifamily properties. They're going to go into detail the five ways we make money in real estate, technically six ways if we're talking multifamily. I alluded to those at the beginning of the show. They're going to go into detail in the free workshop. So you definitely need to be a part of that. And more importantly, it's going to give you an opportunity to become a member of our organization. And I'll tell you what, there is an incredibly low price point associated with doing this. So what I'm going to recommend you do is this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's all one word, one big URL. When you get there, get yourself registered for one of our upcoming events, because that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you're going to get started. That's where you're going to get all the information you need to be a successful real estate investor so that you can go out on day one, the day after the event, or actually after you go through the two-day financial freedom course and start a real estate business. And remember, folks, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.